This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, welcome back. So we have been reporting on this. Kim's got it in her newscast this morning that FEMA is on the ground today in St. Louis, just so you know this. This was part of the conversation yesterday that Josh Hawley had in Washington, D.C., specifically for, I believe, the people from the Department of Homeland Security. Listen, are we up over here? Hang on.
What I heard over and over is many of these folks don't have insurance.
Yeah.
You know, many of these folks, they either got their homes from a family member or they bought them from a family member, so they don't have a mortgage on the property, and therefore they don't have homeowner's insurance. So, as you know, having been a governor, mm-hmm. in many instances, FEMA assistance is going to be the only assistance that they're going to get. Mm-hmm. And I just had a hearing in this committee and our subcommittee, Senator Kim and I, last week, where we talked to major insurance companies who routinely scam people by refusing to pay out the full policy awards that they are due. So I know we're going to be fighting that in Missouri. We've got to have the federal government where there's individual assistance that people qualify for. We've got to have people be able to get that. Otherwise, we're never going to be able to rebuild these neighborhoods. Yeah. So you just committed, I think, to expediting that. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, so that was Josh Hawley yesterday with Kristi Noem talking about this issue of FEMA. You know what the headlines are screaming on this morning? Republican senator who tried to cut funding to FEMA, now begging for help, has returned on bended knee to beg for help. All they're talking about doing is revising the way FEMA operates, not eliminating FEMA altogether, or at least having it operate a little differently than it operates now. And that's exactly what Hawley was talking about. In fact, Daryl called in this morning to complain about this. Daryl, how are you? Daryl, are you there? Uh-oh. I think Daryl has, Daryl's still on hold, but he must have put the phone down and he's now not listening to us. So I was going to let him get on here and rant because he wants to know where FEMA is in this big red state. And they're here today. You know, this was explained by the mayor yesterday. It was explained by Eric Schmidt yesterday as well, that these folks are that there's a process you go through. And if it meets certain standards, certain requirements, then they declare, the White House declares it an emergency. And of course, FEMA moves in and helps out.
Well, and keep in mind, I mean, we were not the only state that had significant tornado damage. And Fox 2 actually was talking about this as far as when an incident, like when a tornado happens, and they calculated the time between the date of the disaster and when the federal declaration was made, I guess, in order to secure the funding. And they said the average was just over 67 days. So there is some process. I would think that could be streamlined. It sounds like maybe Hawley has gotten Kristi Noem to agree to expedite that for us. But
right.
I mean,
Well, I mean,
it's not an overnight thing.
It's not. They usually get there fairly quickly. It's not. I mean, it's not always like the NTSB. Now, if you see something coming, you can stage resources in advance. But there would have been no way to say that FEMA should have been on the ground already before the storm hit. So it is going to take. It's going to take them a little while. Meanwhile, from what I can tell, there's no shortage of resources. I mean, the state hasn't even called in the National Guard. I saw some video that seemed to suggest there had been some looting. Far, the city has only reported a few minor incidents of that. I don't know if it's been widespread.
There were a couple, which is why the curfew is staying in place.
Right.
I know the National Guard is on the ground as of yesterday. So FEMA will be here with the Missouri State Emergency Management Agency, along with the U.S. Small Business Administration. They'll be on the ground here in the St. Louis area for 3 days to evaluate damage, which, of course, is really what they need to do in order to secure this federal funding for our state.
Yeah. So if you can help, get out there and do what you can to try to help. But some residents are saying if all you're doing is driving through the city to sightsee, if you missed this yesterday, I thought this was pretty funny, but I could feel her pain. Listen to this.
Stop driving through this city like it's a spectacle. This is people's lives. You're driving down the wrong way, all in the way, ain't got nothing to offer. Stay at home. Stay at home. And stop coming down here. This is not a spectacle. People's lives are changed. Don't come down here unless you got something to give. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Del Booker is that lady's name, and she kind of went viral on hundreds of thousands of views of that on Facebook.
I mean, I can't blame people for driving there, but I get her frustration for sure.
She was a little put out by all that, for sure. Coming up, we'll get you a check of business. We got In Other News, and next hour we're going to talk to Zach Smith from Heritage. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.